had a conversation about the Chinese economy with Lee Kian Soon. He is CEO and fund manager with Astral Asset Management. Now, he told me if China's stimulus blitz could be an indicator of China's economic performance in Q4 to meet the elusive 5% GDP target.
I reckon the recent announcements with the monetary loosening measures from China is one of the largest economic stimulus we have seen for the past decade. There are significant concerns over China's economic slowdown in the past months, especially in the third quarter of 2024 when GDP numbers fell below the 5% target. And this series of measures, I reckon, announced right before the October 1st holidays are measures that, you know, that the government intends to put together and to revive the economic situation in China. And it will be early days, as we have seen. And I reckon more fiscal stimulus needs to be launched over the next few months if China wants the whole package to be stick together.
Yeah, so that's what everyone is saying, that fiscal stimulus, real fiscal policy, that was what was missing from this package that was announced. So what would be the key to spurring demand then? Which is the biggest challenge right now?
Having just came back from China, I really noted that there's a problem with consumers' demand and their confidence. Mm. Consumers are not spending. Yep. If you go around the malls, it's pretty empty. Business is as usual, you know, business activities as usual. People are dining, but people are hardly buying anything on the retail stores. And that's why, you know, a lot of the malls are pretty empty. So there's a need really to encourage consumers to spend. As we know, the Chinese are very conservative, and if they have a sense that the economy is not doing well, they are even saving up for more money, and they are not going out to spend money. So I think the coming measures from a fiscal side should really address this. And they should also look into encourage business and entrepreneurs to meet additional investments, which is critical. And actually, they should also address the issue of the youth unemployment. We have a lot of undergraduates, you know, who has graduated from classes and couldn't get a job for 1 to 2 years.
Do the businesses have that kind of money to pump and invest in the first place then?
I reckon a lot of businesses have been rather conservative. Mm. And given that they have a bad patch for the past few years. And the once the investment climate improves, the entrepreneurship and the motivations of the investors and the businessmen would trigger them, you know, to start performing, you know, business activities and new projects. And with the right interest rates, you know, given that the interest rates have been reduced rather significantly, it might make a lot of business sense to reactivate a lot of projects that are put on hold, or a lot of the hiring that have not been done.
And that will hopefully spur the solutions for the youth unemployment as well.
That's correct. And once, you know, business are actively hiring, the office spaces will be taken up, the unemployment issues will be addressed in a gradual fashion. I would say, you know, this is not a panacea and a solution for the next, you know, 1 or 2 months. Mm. Rather, it's, you know, to address their real estate issues as well as the economic activity issues. It's going to take at least 6 to 12 months before, you know, we see, you know, improvements. And hopefully a revival of the economic slowdown.
And that was Lee Kian Soon, CEO and fund manager at Astral Asset Management.